Hello, friends. This is Pastor Marley from Alconbury Independent Baptist Church. I'm sure we are all thinking about the Remembrance Day celebrations and Armistice Day that we remembered on Tuesday. And the word that keeps coming to me from the scriptures is, greater love hath no man than this, than a man lay down his life for his friends. Do you know, friends, that those words are so important when we think about the Christian gospel. Jesus is telling us here that there is no greater love than the love of sacrifice. It's found in John chapter 15 and verse 13. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Well, Jesus laid down his life for the disciples who would have heard that those words from Jesus. But also he laid down his life for all those who trust in him as their personal saviour. And I want us just for a few moments to think about this word, love. Love. Did you know it's a hard word to describe? We use it too much sometimes. Sometimes we say we love fairy cakes, or we love our mums, or we love the colour green, or I love the rain, and someone else says I love the sun. But really, love is not about feeling. It's seen in action. The Bible teaches us in Romans 8 and 39 that nothing can separate us from the love of God. And what does that really mean? What does it mean that nothing can separate us from the love of God? Well, we tie the two verses together in John 15, 13. Greater love hath no man than this, than a man lay down his life for his friends. And in Romans 8 and 39, when it speaks about being nothing can separate us from God's love. And who is the common denominator? Well, the common denominator is Christ. God demonstrated his love in this, that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. I grew up in a loving home. It wasn't a perfect home, but it was a loving home. But I knew that my parents loved me. But when I came to England almost 25 years ago, I met someone who knew Jesus and loved the Lord Jesus. Jesus had loved him first. And then he had trusted in Jesus as his saviour. And my friends, I want us just to think about this morning. Think of those men and women who gave their lives to secure our freedoms that we have enjoyed, and how some of us maybe have taken it for granted. But also think of the love that constrained the Lord Jesus to come from his glory, to humble himself, to become the saviour at Calvary. Thank you for listening, and God bless you all.